Welcome to the VAT update for May 2014, and in this month's edition we've got seven items to look at, the first being that HMRC has clearly little respect for court decisions and for the concepts of fairness and justice. I make that statement after reading the tax case of Electrical Installation Solutions Limited, which criticised HMRC for its reliance on the dissenting judgment of Lord Justice Scott in the Steptoe case. In Electrical Installation Solutions, the company was doing its best to survive in difficult economic circumstances, and it laid off some of its 35 operational staff and 8 management administration office staff. It sold cars. The directors and shareholders remortgaged their houses and injected capital into the business, and they reduced their overheads significantly, as well as negotiating a larger overdraft facility. So this was clearly a viable business, which contributed over $750,000 a year in VAT, pay-as-you-earn and corporation tax. But HMRC decided that they were no longer going to give it time to pay. As a result, it was late in paying its tax, although it filed all its VAT returns in time. If the company had been able to collect the monies within its trading terms, it would have had sufficient funds to pay its VAT in a timely manner. But unfortunately, the company's customers were slow to pay, and the age of debts increased as customers took longer to pay and often sought to negotiate discounts and refunds. The argument was whether the company had a reasonable excuse for the late payment, and HMRC took the view that, having given it the opportunity of time to pay on a few occasions, it had the discretion to refuse that, and as a result, it had no reasonable excuse for its late payment. By way of contrast, the court looked at it and said that the company had done everything it possibly could, and that anything it did in a sensible and prudent way. Accordingly, it had a reasonable excuse, and the default surcharge penalties were discharged. HMRC should really hang its head in shame about this one, because the company was doing its best, and imposing a penalty was not the right thing to do. It was unfair, it was unjust, and to face the cost of an appeal is something that should never have happened. As usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, and there is a summary of the case as well as a link to the full decision. HMRC have published a new brief, 18/14, and this announces a possible extension of the VAT exemption for further and higher education. They've also given a new email address for applications to the flat rate scheme, which can save small businesses significant amounts of money. HMRC are providing a business event for those supplying digital services, and this will be a VAT one-stop shop in London on the 2nd of June. So if you're invited, you should go, and if you're not invited, you might want to see whether you want to attend. HMRC have also revised their notice 700/63 about electronic invoicing. An interesting decision, which has now been followed up with HMRC saying it proposes to ignore the decision, is that of Littlewoods Retail Limited, which sought to have compound interest added to the repayment it was entitled to receive. And the High Court had sent the case to the Court of Justice of the European Union for a decision on whether community law required payment of compound interest. And this was heard, and the European Court decided in July 2012 to remit it back to the UK Court. So the High Court offered its judgment in March 2014 and said that compound interest is due as claimed by Littlewoods, taking into account the exceptional circumstances of Littlewoods' situation. Now, that's an exceptional decision, and it doesn't really affect others who share the same criticism that simple interest is not adequate recompense where there's a significant delay in making a repayment by HMRC. But HMRC's view is that there is no community law right or domestic law right to compound interest, and that Section 78 of VAT in 1994 is an exhaustive statutory scheme which provides only simple interest is payable. So HMRC does not agree with the judgment, even though it is actually legal precedent, and they will not be adding compound interest to repayment claims. Any claims made will be stood over until the case has gone to the Court of Appeal. Finally, HMRC have published a Revenue Brief 19/14, which deals with Avon's claim to recover input tax on demonstrator goods which Avon had sold to agents at a discount. HMRC policy remains that VAT incurred by unregistered representatives of Avon on the purchase of demo items cannot be set against the VAT in the sales to the final consumer. I hope there's been a few points of interest. Thanks very much for listening. And can I tell you that the next VAT podcast will be on the 13th of June, but there's a general tax podcast will be available on the website at 30th May.